Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Johnny Noon. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Les Burke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Basler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting third. The center fielder, Cliff Lee. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Noon. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Noon steals second. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney bunts towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Noon moves to third. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to home to get Noon. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wingo. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb takes first base on ball four. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Jameson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Jameson. Cobb goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to third. One out. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and tags Heilman for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Burns steals second. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 2-1, Indians. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Basler and he is out, Burke applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-0 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Uhel moves to second. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Uhel moves to third. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Uhel scores. Summa moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Summa moves to third. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Burns reaches second base with a double. Summa scores. Lee goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Indians. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuchter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fuchter moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Hodapp takes first base on ball four. Jess Doyle now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-0 in the game. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Wingo moves to second. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-1 in the game. Burke hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Heine Mainisch now playing center field. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon fields the ball and throws to Doyle covering. Safe. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Summa is hit by the pitch. Jameson moves to second. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Noon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Summa moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. Basler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Jones pinch hits for Jess Doyle. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Noon hits a pop-up towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to third. Haney moves to second. Hiney Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynish for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oney Carroll now pitching. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rigney. Fuchter moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hodapp bunts towards third. Haney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fuchter moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fuchter tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-1, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Noon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heilman hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-2 in the game. Burke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Basler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Basler reaches second base with a double. Burke goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Indians. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Basler scores. It's 8-3, Indians. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Noon hits a fly ball into center field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wingo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haney moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field. Summa picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Summa. Haney scores. Wingo goes all the way around to score. Mainisch moves to third. It's 8-5, Indians. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heilman hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burke takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Burke moves to second. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carroll hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mainisch scores. Burke scores. Basler moves to second. It's 8-7, Indians. Jake Miller now pitching. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Basler trying to get to home. Feuchter throws to Sewell who tags Basler for the out. Carroll moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 7. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Feuchter takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Feuchter. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Feuchter steals second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Feuchter scores. It's 9-7, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoddap moves to second. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jamieson hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Haney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wingo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haney moves to second. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Heinie Mainisch. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haney scores. Wingo moves to third. It's 9-8, Indians. Ben Carr now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr fires to first and picks off Rigney. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 8. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Fothergill now playing center field. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Summa takes first base on ball 4. Pat McNulty pinch hits for Cliff Lee. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Basler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Summa. The throw from Basler and he is out, Burke applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat McNulty now playing center field. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burke hits a fly ball into left field. Jamieson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Basler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke pinch runs for Johnny Basler. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Carroll hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. O'Rourke moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Noon hits a fly ball into left field. Jamieson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Haney takes first base on ball 4. O'Rourke moves to third. Carroll moves to second. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Wingo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Wingo reaches second base with a double. O'Rourke scores. Carroll scores. Haney goes all the way around to score. 3 runs are unearned. It's 11-9, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Woodall now catching. Ken Holloway now pitching. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker pinch hits for Chick Fuster. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. Burns moves to third. 2 outs. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 9. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.